And first of all, I want to inform just a little about Sanno Vajra. Most of you know already how Sanno Vajra is important. Sanno Vajra represents the essence of Dzogchen teaching in the world. So it is a kind of mantra that is called the natural sound. Natural sound means how transmit directly Dharmakaya to the Sambhogakaya. That is the sense. Then everything, manifestation, transmission, everything, root is related with sound. You know that is one of the three primordial potentials. For that reason, Sanno Vajra is considered a very powerful mantra. At the same time, also, Sanno Vajra is a way of contemplating, continuing how we are being in an instant presence. And first of all, for having knowledge of instant presence. Secondly, then the best way how we integrate in that state. For that reason, then we are using always when we do Guru Yoga. You can find many different explanations of Sanno Vajra. Not only its sense, but also way of applying. Sometimes in a Upadesha instructions say, if you have no perfect knowledge of instant presence. Then you are singing Sanno Vajra. And particularly there are instructions saying you should go a place, some very quiet place. Can be also some place, a sacred place. Sacred place in general, when we do practice, we can have more effects. For example, in India, like Bodh Gaya, Benares, Sarnath, there are many places where Buddha taught, where Buddha did meditation, etc. There are many, many sacred places also, like where Mahasiddhas, they did practice, they realized, etc. In some tantra, like Chakra Sambhava explaining 32 sacred places. And someone tantra is explaining also 24 special places. So that means then there had been Mahasiddhas, they applied, then become that places become very important also physically. But not only these places. These places, 32 and 24, we can find mainly in India. Some of these we can find in Tibet or in China. No one in Europe and other continents. Because developed Tantrism teaching, Vajrayana teaching, everything in India, Odiana, around these places.
Porque la enseñanza del Vajrayana se desarrollaron ellos y odiando en lugares.
But it doesn't matter. Sacred places exist everywhere in this globe.
Pero en todo este globo existen lugares sagrados.
So you, how you can find then, you can understand a little with the mandala of
Vajradhana.
Mandala of Vajradhana, when we are dancing, where we put our feet, specific places, and we are pronouncing words of some of Vajradhana, that is connected with the sacred places. So mandala, Vajra mandala, is not only correspondent of outside in this globe of world. But that is related also in our Vajra body. Our Vajra body, we have made these 5 chakras. Five chakras correspondent of these circles in the mandala. Some chakras govern 2 lines, someone only one. And also we can understand how related then our inner mandala with the outer mandala. So that is the reason also it is very powerful, Son of Vajra, is for integrating. Integrating, it doesn't mean we integrate only our body and speech and mind, but we integrate everything. So then, that way we can understand exist many, many different places, sacred places. Maybe physically, like ancient Mahasiddhas of Odiana in India, except they didn't go there and they did something, practice or connection with that sacred place. But if you have capacity to go a little beyond that physical level, even you can go in the, you can be in your dream, for example. Then you can understand all sacred places of the universe, how related they all darkness, darkness, in the example. For that reason, anywhere then we the sacred place, we are being there, we do some practice, we can have more effect of that progress of practice. Of course, also practitioners must not become dependent of that. Otherwise, some people, they have idea, always searching sacred place and going there and doing practice. You can do everywhere. Practice everywhere is a sacred place of Samyutta Vajra.